It's the list goes on. What's up? Could the Triple H announcement be the TV rights deal? It could be anything. And I'm very careful about how I say that. I know sometimes I might seem condescending, but I have to say that or else people will say, you said it wasn't going to be type of thing. I think they would announce that like shortly after a business day or during a business day. Has AEW considered having talks or has had talks with Julia? She's got a while left on her deal. They had expressed interest in using her at some point, though. Man, I answered questions for over an hour. What can you all possibly have? Let's look through our video files that we have here. What do we have? You know it's all about life. But that's a good one. That's a good one. Here's another good one.
Funny guy, Tony Khan. Funny guy.
Good shit right there. What else? Oh, here's a classic.
I'm going to need $5 from each one of you right now. Do you know?
That $5 still sits back there, actually. What other cool videos do we have on here? We got intros, all that good stuff. Let me see what these turds at Impact are up to. What? Why is this graphic up here? What's going on? Get that the hell off of there. What is this? What are we doing here, man? What are we doing here? Why is this a thing? All right. Grapsity. They're a little bit better. Oh, we still got Will's Fitbod read on this bad boy. You know, Kate's always up to goofy stuff. Does she got goofy stuff on here? Not really. Man, Kate keeping it professional on the SmackDown frames. Sour Graps. Surely. No, just a bunch of ad reads. Well, there's a Fightful title thing on here. Man. Oh, now here, bring in the clowns right here.
Happy anniversary!
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
I'm basically just talking to myself right now. Like, I answered so many questions. I'm just sitting here playing. I do love this intro that they have for In the Weeds. Yeah, that's good shit, man. Zarian has his own intro. That's amazing. That is amazing. Oh, Jesus. What's this?
As for this game right now, the Sounds are down 5-0. At First Tennessee Park, High Beach, Fox 17 News.
It's a guy chugging a beer in the background. Oh, I know what this one is. This is the greatest thing you'll ever see.
Victorious tonight. Oh, no. Team action. What in the world, DDT? Who is that? Someone has attacked.
Who's that? Who's that?
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
What a DDT, though, right? Just fucking beautiful. Just fucking beautiful. Crowd goes mild. It really didn't. They were so loud. They were so loud. You know, one thing I learned from my Black Label Pro match. So I am super picky about how things look in the ring when I do wrestle. And I was like, shit, I'm going to hate it. But I got to the airport and I watched it on Fight. And I was very happy with the match, but I was intentionally so verbal in that match. I wanted to pattern myself after Ron Mathis, an indie wrestler that I've watched and liked for years. He's very verbal during his matches. You couldn't hear any of it there. Like on some of the clips, you can see it now. And fortunately, I was able to get a copy of that where it doesn't have commentary, because what I have learned on that Black Label Pro clip and the match that aired on Fight, it is not optimized for crowd sound. Now, the one that people were making fun of for not having any crowd sound, that was from the crowd. So, like, it wasn't like there really was a big reaction. But that was Steven Jensen chugging that beer shot? No. There's
As
no.
For this game right now, the Sounds are down 5-0. At First Tennessee Park, High Beach, Fox 17 News. As for this game.
Was it really? I didn't know that. Big E and Kofi talking about twins. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's some shit right there. How expensive was it to get your Fightful studio built? Oh, boy. So let me tell you. Do you mean this one? Or do you mean... I can't pull my thing over there and show you guys. So I've got another studio right over there. I've got a wooden background. It's been about $1,000 for me to have that put up. I bought the deck. What the hell was that called? The mixer. The mixing board was a couple hundred bucks. The microphones, a few hundred bucks each. I bought the worst chairs for in there. The worst chairs. Reminder, Rob Wilkins is a Wrestle Kingdom post show. I bought a couple of Elgato lights. I have a TV opposite me. So there would be a TV like behind this. That way I can see stuff on the screen. It's not big enough. I might have to get a new one because I need a bigger one. And I might just put the other TV right in here. But I have a PC in there. It's my old one. So whenever my stream dies on that one, it's because I'm using my old PC that I need to refurbish. I would say all in, it cost me probably... Oh, I bought the cameras too. I had probably cost me $4,000, $5,000 altogether. But I wanted to get different views, right? I wanted to have this background. I wanted to have the wooden background. I wanted to have a lot of different views, right? What's the possibility WWE host a major PLE in Seattle? I think it's pretty possible. I think it's quite possible. Any chance of Julia getting out of her contract? I would be shocked. PW Insider just reported WWE is in on Camille. I feel like they would know. And I did see that they just reported that. She's on their radar. Of course, she should be on their radar. When Mercedes lands in AEW, could she help bring in Becky? No. Facebook is already crying that Vince is possibly behind Rock replacing Cody. Guys, Vince brought Cody in. Jim Wright liked the drop toe hold better than the DDT. I said, my DDT is really good. My drop toe hold's really good. I only wanted to do moves that I knew I could do. Brian Keith in AEW. I mean, he's somebody that they obviously have liked very early on. Very early on. And, what can I say? He's on their radar. He's on their radar. Is Camille a Rumble option or does she go right to NXT? Like, I love Camille. I don't know if it would fit as a Rumble thing. But then again, they have a lot of NXT talent that don't have big names that pop up there as well. Whatever happened to EJ Nduka? We reported that he signed with AEW last year and he's just been there. He's just been there. He's been doing like a bunch of nothing for a long time. I don't know why, but he hasn't been doing much of anything. He worked a couple dark matches in September, one in October. But after he worked Takeshita, he got signed. But it's been a year of him not doing anything. They also report that AEW, New Japan, or All Japan and WWE are not a one-off. I hope it's not. I hope it's not. Would any TNA talent be upset with a working partnership with this version of WWE? I doubt it. Let's see here. What was the one that I wanted to see? Oh, do you think Sean Spears would be used in WWE as a wrestler or producer trainer? This is a hunch, just a complete hunch, and then I'm going to wrap up the show. I think that it is very possible that Sean Spears appears at the Royal Rumble as a 10th entrant. I think that would be very cool. And then works at the Performance Center as a player coach while still coaching at Flatbacks. I think that's a likely path. And then appearing on NXT an awful lot. I think that would be really great for him. Seems like he's building a family, and more power to him for that. Guys, thank you all so much. We're back for AEW tonight. We're out.